Hello, welcome to another episode of ISA Talks. Today we're gonna have one different podcast episode because we're gonna talk about movies. So what happened in the first quarter of 2024 with the movies? It's the shame, actually. It's the worst year of movies that it's happened because it's very bad. Actually, there is only one movie that is worth watching, and the rest of the movies you cannot watch. One movie named Damsel is actually quite good, despite they have like six in the rating, but it's quite good and fascinating because it's not the same story like they used to be. The story is so amazing that it's quite good because the good acting and the story is amazing because nobody have written like that, and it's quite unique with dragons, that happened with the dragon and the thing with the princess. It's, you need to see it to believe it, because this need to be is underrated, so it should be like 7 of 10 stars. Also, there is one bad movie, is a remake. It's called Roadhouse. It's not so good as they say, because there is one person there that cannot act at all. He walking like one Terminator and going looking at people and steal one, looking like one person to steal his clothes like the Terminator. He think it's Terminator walking nude. And actually, it was like 40s or 50s to make the first Roadhouse, and then in was in beginning of 80s or end of 80s or beginning of 90s was the Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze that was actually quite good. And this Roadhouse is not so good like people say, and people are seeing it like crazy, and should have like only okay, because the Terminator is not good. So that is only, and there have been so many bad comedies this year, and many B movies the last 3 months. Now is the 1st April, and they are like January, February, March have been quite bad in the movie front. And I watch like one movie every day, all the new movies, and they are so disgustingly low quality. That is a shame that they are even put out for people to watch. There is one TV series that is worth to watch. I will tell you what is now. That is the Shogun. Actually, is I will rate it about 7.5 or 10 stars. The original from 1980s with the Richard Chamberlain is much better. It has 8 of 10 stars. But this have potential to grow even more. Because now I have only seen 7 episodes of, I don't know if it's gonna be 8 or 9. So hopefully the season 2 gonna be quite even better. One thing that they don't like is that they have show more Japanese things than Onion-san, because the Onion-san was the story in the 1980 miniseries, and now they have taken him off quite much from the every episode. So it's basically he have like 5 or 10% of acting in every episode, and they show all the Japanese, but it has, it's good, it's not the same as the 1980s version, because if it was same it would be boring. So you should see the Shogun series, and it's very good. So all, so rumble up this act is that is all movies so far is very bad. It's only one movie that is worth watching, and that is Damsel, because it's unique and the story is unique, and it's quite good to be. And there have been some action movies, but I don't like them because they are too much CGI, it's not so realistic. So that is the big problem. Should make more realistic movies, like Roadhouse was nothing. The new Roadhouse, they have actually, the CGI was very bad, because when the coming one car tried to run over the main actor, it looked like one toy car, so this was very bad. So only the Damsel is worth watching this year. and Shogun, the TV series. So hopefully in April there's gonna be more better movies, and I will do every quarter we'll do one review on what is good, what is not good. So hopefully you're gonna like this episode and follow me, like and share.